This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Reverend Barber rocks Albuquerque at Poor People's Campaign Moral Revival. Reverend Dr. William J. Barber Jr. and the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival, rocked the Central United Methodist Church on Tuesday night with singing, poetry, testimonials, and prayer to rekindle a prophetic moral vision for justice, social change, and movement building. With standing room only, the church was packed with more than 1,200 people while many stood outside to listen. Speaking to the recent events in Charlottesville, Virginia, Reverend Barber highlighted the interrelatedness of the issues we are facing. He said, "Working in isolation no longer works, and we must together build a just, sustainable, and participatory society." He reminded the audience that we pledge allegiance to, quote, "one nation under God with liberty and justice for all," end quote. Reverend Barber is a Protestant minister based in North Carolina. He is the president and senior lecturer of the Repairers of the Breach and an NAACP board member. The Poor People's Campaign is a movement to address the challenges we are facing today, drawing on the wisdom of and moving beyond Dr. Martin Luther King's campaign of 1967 to 1968. That campaign's tenets were to address systematic racism, poverty, militarism, and economic development. In March 1968, Reyes Lopez Tijerina of the Federal Alliance of Land Grants attended a key meeting in Atlanta. In May 1968, he joined the caravan from New Mexico to the Poor People's March on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. People of all races gathered to demand economic justice. The march was held on May 12th following the assassination of Dr. King in early April. Albuquerque was the campaign's second stop on a 25-state revival tour with an additional stop in Washington, D.C. 15 regional trainings will be held for 1,000 committed people from each revival tour state to use civil disobedience the way Rosa Parks did. Her protest on the bus changed the race narrative. The next stops on the tour are Topeka, Milwaukee, and Detroit. To learn more, go to https://poorpeoplescampaign.org. Testimonials focused on the four areas of the campaign were given by a diversity of speakers from New Mexico, including Samaya Assad, a Muslim activist based in Albuquerque, Arturo Uribe, a resident of Mesquite who lives near a dairy, Todd Weinert, a Mennonite working on watershed disciplineship in the Taos area, Tina Cordova, co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, working to obtain compensation and health care for the Trinity Downwinders, and Monique Salab, an Iraqi war veteran and member of the Vets for Peace. To view the live stream of the Albuquerque meeting, go to www.breachrepairers.org or www.ourrevolutionnm.us. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.